At the Peanut Field Day at the University of Georgia, several scientists noted that the El Niño warning has been coming down from various climatologists across the United States. The current event is on track to make late fall, winter, and spring weather similar to that experienced during the strong El Niño events in 1997 and 98, and again in 1982 and 83. The last El Niño event took place in the winter of 2009 and 2010, but was considered very mild. From the Carolinas, they predict, down to Florida, late fall and winter rain amounts in some location could be 30 to 50% more than during a non-El Niño time. And the El Niño-related rain could start coming as early as late October. Southeast row crop farmers are advised to get late-planted row crops harvested as soon as feasible. The weather in October and early November, which is usually the region's driest time, could get soggy and cause problems when it comes to drying off dug peanuts in the field, or could cause quality problems for cotton and soybeans, as well as peanuts left to soak in the fields. As soon as harvest is complete, get your cover crops planted to protect against erosion. Farmers who don't typically plant winter cover should think about it this year because of that warning. But that's El Niño warning coming from some of the scientists that were presenting during the field day at the University of Georgia. Dr. Tim Brenneman said one of the things at the field day that farmers should continue to do is treat seed. He said treating seed is a good thing. It's worth about 1,000 pounds per acre on peanuts. The big problem is root knot nematodes this year. Even the top variety, the Georgia 06G, is susceptible. A new variety, TIFNV, that means N is for nematodes and V is for viruses. It's resistant, and it's also a high-oleic peanuts. It's a new variety that they're testing now that should be on the market soon. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.